Hey, hey, hey. I just want to briefly talk about honoring people in this podcast. It'll be a short one, but I just want to stress the importance of it and give a call to action to do it. So let's go. Hey, hey, hey. We're hitting the books in this episode. So I had this thought when it comes to really Brandon and I, honestly, and the thought has been, you know, it's so important to me that he feels honored. And the way that I can honor him and respect him is something that God has been really, 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 really working with me on. And one thing is, which seems really obvious, is being very conscious of what I say to him. Because people need to be encouraged. People need to be loved on, and people need to receive positive affirmation. So what I say to him can make or break whether or not he feels loved and respected and honored by me. But secondly, the thing that God has really been pointing out to me is how I say what I say to him is what also can make or break whether or not he feels loved and honored and respected. And so I have to be very, very conscious of my tone when I speak to him, because it can come off as really, really brass, and it can come off as short, even if that's not my intention. That's how it can come off. And so God is saying, like, hey, like, yes, focus on what you're saying, but please focus on your delivery, how you're saying it. And so being conscious of that is one step, a small step, towards making sure we're honoring people. So you may or may not be married, but how you say whatever you're saying to someone is just as effective as what you're saying to them as well. The second thing is that it's actually really more important that Brandon actually is honored by me. And so what I mean is, he could feel honored because I might do things or say things, but it's much more important that he actually is honored. And so we can say we honor and respect people, and we can do some little things here and there, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we honor and respect them. We honor and respect them by, again, assessing ourselves, by being conscious of what we say and how we say it, by being conscious of whether or not we're serving them and respecting them and encouraging them. We're honorable really in how we handle our relationship with them. What are we saying about them when they're not in the room? Because I can say I honor and respect Brandon while he's here, and then he could leave, and then I could be complaining about him to somebody else. Well, that's not honor and respect. That's the opposite of that. That's showing disrespect for him. That's showing dishonor to him. And so I just want to challenge us to mind our mouths. You know, we have to be very conscious of how we are saying what we're saying, and yeah, how we do what we do as well. Again, I can say I honor and respect him, but if I'm doing something for him and I'm complaining the entire time that I'm doing it, well, that doesn't seem very honorable and respectful. And so just a call to action. Self-assess. You know, what's your energy like? What's your spirit like? You know, how do you feel when you're doing something for someone? You know, do you do it with a positive attitude? Do you do it with kindness and joy? Do you do it with peace and patience? Or are you complaining the whole time? You know, serving is important, but I would guarantee you probably, like, if you're serving someone and you're complaining the entire time that you're doing it, they might would rather you just not. And so the challenge is to not become someone who people would rather you just not be there. Be someone who truly honors and respects people. Be someone who shows it in what they say and how they say things. And be someone who truly honors and respects someone and how they do things, to do things with joy and peace. And I just believe that it'll fill your heart. I truly believe that. And it'll fill theirs as well. So that's the challenge. I will keep you all posted on how what I say and how I say it is going, but I know that it will make a big difference. Till next time.